Armed officer mistakenly thought to be carjacker. A teenage girl mistakenly thought she was being carjacked by an armed man, only to discover that the suspect was actually an off-duty police lieutenant. The incident occurred on Tuesday evening when the 17-year-old girl was driving home from a friend's house. She claimed that the suspect approached her vehicle and demanded her valuables. The girl reported that she initially thought the suspect was trying to carjack her, but as the situation unfolded, she realized that something was amiss. The police were quickly called to the scene, and an armed standoff ensued. Fortunately, no one was injured during the incident. As it turned out, the suspect was actually Lieutenant James Johnson, who was on his way home from a shift at the local police station. He had been dressed in civilian clothing and was not carrying any identifying markings that would have alerted the teenager to his true identity. The incident has raised concerns about the importance of clear communication between law enforcement officers and the public. In this case, the officer's mistake highlights the need for better protocols to prevent similar incidents in the future. Police departments must prioritize officer safety and public trust above all else. This incident demonstrates that even well-intentioned actions can have devastating consequences if not executed properly. Carjacking incidents are on the rise nationwide, with many cases involving armed suspects. The recent incident serves as a reminder of the need for vigilance and caution when interacting with strangers. The police investigation into Lieutenant Johnson's mistake is ongoing, with officials reviewing footage from surveillance cameras to determine what went wrong. Community members have rallied around Lieutenant Johnson, expressing support for his service and condemning any speculation about his character. The incident has also sparked a wider conversation about the importance of officer safety and accountability. As the investigation continues, police departments across the country are taking steps to review their communication protocols and ensure that similar incidents do not occur in the future.